Now time for your letters. But first, we have an update to our story yesterday about Facebook. We spoke to a legal expert about who really owns all that information you've been uploading to your Facebook profile. That's because earlier this month, Facebook quietly changed its terms of service to indicate that it could retain users' content even after they deleted their accounts. Well, that decision upset some users, and last night Facebook backtracked, at least for now. The company posted the following message on its site. It said, "Over the past few days, we have received a lot of feedback about the new terms we posted 2 weeks ago. Because of this response, we have decided to return to our previous terms of use while we resolve the issues that people have raised." End quote. Now to your letters. On yesterday's program, we brought you an interview with author Daniel Bergner. He's written a new book called The Other Side of Desire, a quest to explore what he describes as the far realms of lust and longing.
The erotic is this profound, extremely powerful force within us. No matter what we do with it, tamp it down or, you know, sort of push it to the side or live with it consciously every day, it's there. And I wanted to be inside of that. I wanted to immerse myself in it.
Some of you felt our interview with Mr. Bergner was inappropriate. William Moore of Wilmington, North Carolina, told us he turned off his radio. He writes, "I was making cookies and overseeing my 11-year-old son during his homework when suddenly NPR was talking about foot fetishes and people fondling their stepdaughters. I'm not a prude. I understand that these things need to be discussed. However, 6 p.m. on a Tuesday evening is not necessarily the time to do so." But Daniel Graves of Los Angeles felt differently. He writes, "Mr. Bergner's mature, positive approach of understanding and helping his subjects could help all of us balance our strict Puritan ethics with tolerance. NPR's coverage is a step toward reducing a major prejudice in our country, sexuality." Finally, many of you found our profile of jeweler to the stars, Lorraine Schwartz, hard to take, especially in these economic times. Daphne Bassett of Parma, Michigan writes, "Many of Ms. Schwartz's pieces have price tags higher than most listeners make in a year or higher than the worth of their homes currently in foreclosure. You might have stimulated the economy a little by highlighting someone who produced something your listeners could actually buy. We always want to hear your thoughts, so go to npr.org and then click on Contact Us at the top of the page."